Bill, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. If you are listening to a nonprofit station, please support that station. Talk Nation Radio is funded by contributors at davidswanson.org. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Until next time.
You're listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. And this is
Strictly Vinyl.
I'm Ruby Tuesday.
My name's Sammy Joe.
And I'm the Analog Man. Welcome, everybody. So Harmonica Steve couldn't make it again this week, so he asked us to play a couple songs for him, so we got a couple here for you off the C-Train album, which is one of his favorite albums that we played last time, a cut off of that, but he wants us to play a couple more. So I think C-Train was, I think this album's from about 1970, and they originally was a Marin County band, and I think that's how Steve knows them pretty well. He grew up in that area, so he probably knows these guys. So they've got a couple songs here. The first one is Sweet Sally, or Sally Gooden, and it be followed up by Creeping Midnight, which was written by Carole King. So here's C-Train.
Safety. say that my sheets are cool and clean, and all the ladies come from New Orleans. I'm just a patient man receiving what he can. I go to sleep at dawn, wake up and I write a song, and who could blame me?
Right, that was going out to Harmonica Steve. That was Sea Train there.
Thanks, Steve. The next song we're going to play is Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney. And this is from the album McCartney, released in 1970. This is a romantic love song Paul wrote for his wife, Linda, just after the Beatles broke up in 69. Paul credits Linda with helping him get through that.
Yeah, it was a really rough time in his life, I've read.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a wife like Linda to get you through those times. Funny story about this song. When I went to the Paul McCartney concert at Candlestick, I think you were there, Samantha.
Yes. I was in the car outside in traffic.
Yeah, I was for a little bit of the time, too. But me and my friend Taylor finally found a parking spot, and we were running to the concert because we were late, and we could hear Paul singing this song, and that's, like, the only thing that got me through. I just had to keep running because that was, like, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
I had to get there.
Yeah. Well, it's a good song to be running to.
Yes. So this is Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney.
Blossom Special.
Yeah, we had a small glitch here with our turntables. We only got one turntable working tonight, so bear with us here. We got to switch our songs instead of we normally have two of them to kind of go back to back, but tonight we just got one, so we're going to have to wing it here.
Yeah, and Orange Blossom Special also seems like a good song to be running to the concert, even though it's not the one we were talking about. We kind of set you up for that. But
say, isn't Paul McCartney coming in concert again here pretty quick?
Yeah, he's coming to Fresno.
Did you get tickets?
No. Ticketmaster didn't like me.
I heard they were selling out really fast.
Yes, they sold out, and now they're reselling tickets on Craigslist and everywhere for twice the price, if not more. So anyway, I know you're really excited to hear Maybe I'm Amazed, so we have it working now. Here it is.
Maybe I'm amazed the way you pulled me out of time.
All right, this is Ruby Tuesday. Welcome back to KKRN 88.5 FM. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but I think we got it underway now. That was Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney. And this next song we're going to play is I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground, featuring Nico on vocals. So she's one of my favorite singers. She's from Germany, so she has a very distinct voice. And also, my friend Matt let me borrow this album, and he said it's the best song on the album. And as much as I hate it, I agree with him. So this is I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground and Nico.
I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I'll be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Have for you is a Queen song, and I just got this album recently. The song is going to be Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and it was written by Freddie Mercury while he was taking a bubble bath. He got out of the bath and worked out the chords in about 5 to 10 minutes. He claims it was because of his limited talent on the guitar he was able to write it so fast, and it turned out so easy. But I play it, and it's not only that easy, but I don't know, maybe I'm playing a different way or something. And this was the first song he played rhythm guitar, so he wanted it to keep it really easy. And he said, they said he rushed into the studio to record it before Brian May could get there. And Brian May was the lead guitar player. And this single was very successful, hitting number 2 in the UK, and it was their first number 1 in the US. And Freddie's name is in the song when he sings, "Are you ready?" And the band says, "Ready, Freddie." This became very emotional for the band after Freddie died, and the singers and audience would still sing Ready Freddie, even though a different singer was singing it. So this is Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Like it was my baby.
You're listening to Strictly Vinyl at KKRN 88.5, where life spins at 33 and a third RPM.
I just wanted to remind you guys that we do have an email address, so feel free to send us an email at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org, and we would love to hear your requests and make the show a lot more fun.
And I understand to our internet listeners out there that we've had some glitches here in the last couple of weeks with our shows, so we'd appreciate your feedback on that. I think they got that problem fixed, but send us an email and let us know.
All right, so this next song we're going to play is a Fleetwood Mac song called Gypsy. It was written by Stevie Nicks, and it is off of their album Mirage, which came out in 1982. This song has a few different meanings. It's kind of Stevie Nicks reflecting on her time before she was famous, and she used to just have a small apartment, and her bed was on the floor of her apartment, and she just remembers it as a simpler time. And it also has to do with her best friend, Robin, passing away. So sometimes it's pretty hard for her to sing. And I would like to dedicate this song to my best friend, Taylor. So this is Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac.
That was Stevie Nicks. And she has such a cool voice, doesn't she?
Very cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could sing like her.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. And that would be such a fun concert to go to. The next song we have is Beach Boys. We haven't played any Beach Boys yet, and they're pretty good, so it's about time. This one's called Wouldn't It Be Nice? And it's an innocent love song written by Brian Wilson to relate to a teen audience who is too young to be married. This was the lead-off track to the legendary Pet Sounds album, released in 1966. This album was inspired by the Beatles' Rubber Soul, and there's always a Beatles connection.
I knew there was a Beatles connection somewhere.
Yeah, it seems like every song has some type of Beatles connection. That's because they were so impactful.
Everybody was inspired by the Beatles.
Of course.
They were.
Yep. And not only that, but Paul McCartney said, after Pet Sounds came out, it blew him away. He loved Brian's writing so much, he bought his kids all a copy of it for their education in life. So this is the song, Wouldn't It Be Nice, written by Brian Wilson.
Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, actually. How did you know, Samantha?
Well, it's one of mine.
This next song we're going to play is Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You by Bob Dylan. We actually had a request for this song a couple weeks ago, but we had a request for the Jeff Beck Group version, and I haven't been able to find a Jeff Beck album yet. So we're going to do the original one by Bob Dylan, because why not? He's one of the best, I think. This album's kind of funny because in the late 60s, Bob was trying to lose his fame. He was tired of all of the fans waiting outside his home in Woodstock. So he went to Nashville, recorded this album, and totally changed the sound of his voice and just his whole sound, because he wanted to lose fans. And actually, I think a lot of people ended up liking it because it's still Bob Dylan. So this is Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You by Bob Dylan. ¶¶
it out the window. Throw my suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. I should have left this town this morning, but it was more than I could do. Oh, your love comes on so strong, and I've waited all day long for tonight when I'll be staying here with you. Is it really any wonder the love that a stranger might receive? You cast your spell and I went under. I find it so difficult to leave. I can hear that whistle blowing. I see that station master too. If there's a poor boy on the street, then let him have my seat. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you.
Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You by Bob Dylan. And there's actually a couple of guest artists on that album. There's Charlie Daniels. I believe he's actually playing guitar on some of the songs. And I read Bob Dylan's biography, and he said that Charlie Daniels is one of his all-time favorite musicians. He just thinks that they have a lot in common, and he just really enjoys him as a person. And Johnny Cash is also on that album, too. He sings a duet with Bob Dylan called Girl from North Country. And we'll have to play that next time because it's another great song. Back to you, Analog Man.
All right. So talk about a couple things going on this weekend in the local Reading area for musicians on our community calendar here. Friday night, we got Oh Brother and Belle the Beast and Barry Belafonte are going to be at the Dip at 8 o'clock. We got Mojo Child, the Doors tribute band, is going to be at Kelly's Pub at 7:30. And Strictly Vinyl's own Sammy Joe with Harmonica Steve will be down at the Bricks Roadhouse down on Turn Creek from 6 to 9. And Mumblefinger is going to be at the California Brewing Company in Palo Cedro. Left Hook is going to be at the Post Office Saloon. And Magic Bus has got two nights, Friday and Saturday nights, at the Pitt River Casino in Burney starting at 9 o'clock. All right, next song for you here. A friend of mine came into my business and picked up my guitar and started playing this next tune that we're going to play for you. And I thought to myself, I can't believe we've been 7 months on air now. We haven't played this next band. Probably one of the biggest rock and roll bands of the 70s. You guys know who I'm talking about? I'll give you a hint. They're from England.
Is it Led?
Led Zeppelin. All right, so this is off of their 1971 album. It's actually an untitled album. Everybody calls it Led Zeppelin 4, but this is their fourth studio album. And this song is often referred to as one of the greatest songs of all time. So here's Led Zeppelin with Stairway to Heaven.
Thank you.
All right, that was Stairway to Heaven by the great Led Zeppelin. I think me and the guys I work with would all agree that there's an ongoing inside joke with people that work at music stores where it's kind of like, okay, no Stairway to Heaven for people that come in and try out guitars, because that's usually the song that people play. It's kind of a cliche one. And there's also a joke about it in Wayne's World, so I'm sure it's pretty widely known.
Okay, so next we got up for you. This is off of Bon Jovi's second album, Slippery When Wet, which was released in 1986, and this was a real popular song, and they actually use it today as the intro song for that show Deadliest Catch, if anybody ever watches it out there. So here is Bon Jovi with Wanted, Dead or Alive. We'll be right back. right. That was Wanted, Dead or Alive. That's a ripping guitar solo in that, isn't that, Ruby?
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right. Hey, you know, it's been a couple weeks since we played any Tom Petty on Strictly Vinyl here, which is kind of unlike us since we're all big Tom Petty fans. So what do you guys say we change that and let's play some Tom Petty?
Heck yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, Tom, if you're listening. Please forgive us.
Yeah, we won't let that happen again, so... All right, so this is going to be off his solo album from 1989, off the Full Moon Full Moon Fever album. Here's I Won't Back Down. You got something to say, Ruby?
I heard he's going on tour soon.
Yes, he is, actually, with his first original band, which is really kind of still the Heartbreakers. Only two different guys in there, but with his original band called Mudcrutch. They got a new album coming out on the 20th of May. And I believe they're going to be touring shortly thereafter, going to be all over. So be looking forward to seeing Mudcrutch when they come to town. Maybe not this town, but close by anyway. All right, so here we go with Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down. Do it for tonight's show. Thank you for tuning in to
Strictly Vinyl. See you next week. I mean, see you 2 weeks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Sweet thing, won't you marry me?